Scientists working to harness nuclear fusion as a clean and abundant source of energy for generating electricity have found the possible cause of a mysterious obstacle to reaching that goal. Here to discuss their paper, which is published in the weekly journal Physical Review Letters, are physicist David Gates of the Department of Energy's Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory and Luis Delgado Aparicio of the Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Luis Delgado Aparicio, Associate Research Scientist.
And my name is David Gates, and my title is I'm the Stellarator Physics Leader here at PPL. I'm also in charge of the Plasma Control System on MSTX, which is an experiment at PPL. So what's the news here? The news is that we think we have an explanation for the limit to the achievable plasma density in a type of magnetic confinement system called a tokamak.
Plasma density is the number of fuel atoms that you can squeeze into the reaction chamber of a tokamak. The operational limit has been understood empirically for decades, but the underlying physical mechanism has defied our understanding. Understanding this limit may help us avoid it and perhaps go above it. What are you guys able to do that others couldn't do? We actually pieced together pieces of a puzzle that require detailed knowledge of several different areas of physics.
So these ideas came from subtopics of fusion physics, which are somewhat diverse. In particular, we combined ideas from radiation physics, plasma energy transport theory, and a field called magnetohydrodynamics, which is the study of the behavior of electrically conducting fluids in the presence of a magnetic field. So why does this matter? Fusion reactions occur best at a particular plasma density.
Generally, given the engineering constraints of a large tokamak systems, the density limit is lower than this optimum density. Using this knowledge may help us figure out ways around this limitation. This, in turn, could help make fusion energy more obtainable.